I want to conclude with a poem by James Wright, which is not a terribly famous poem, but it is an elegy. And it's it has a delicacy and a modesty, I think, that I love a great deal about it. It's called Lighting a Candle for W.H. Auden, and I like to think that some of what we feel for Wright, perhaps, may be in the conclusion of this poem. There's a bit of German in it, and I will mispronounce it, so forgive it. Lighting a candle for W.H. Auden at the Church of Maria am Gestad, Vienna. The poet kept his promise to the earth before he died. He sleeps now in Kirkstaten, some 20 miles from here. I did not go to mourn him, although I could have gone and found him among beeches. Best to leave him alone. Maria am Gestad, Mary on the shore. The loud gouge of the subway scuttles my silences. If I come here to laud a wise shadow, I restore the first light in my hallway, a strange, forgiving grace. 20 miles west, Vienna scrambles to keep its trees. Since 1957, the poet, shragged and wise, sang in an Austrian choir, a sudden holiness behind the cragged-faced fire, the prayer, the good man's prayers. I happen now to be within his 20 miles, kindly as Thomas Hardy, whose dream the towpath fills. The poet Auden lies down his 20 miles from here. His perfect love is limestone, Maria on the shore. What have I got to do with a kind poet's death? One day he wrote to me, I had a book to give. I gave my book, Maria, while Auden was awake. I give you my small candle for the large master's sake.